T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and those days are over. So we're bringing players in here that want to really just change everything up and do things a different way. Obviously, we love our history here, but it hasn't been smooth recently, and it's time to change. So I feel like we got to stop going back all the time.
Our live draft coverage continues on 670 The Score, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yes, indeed. That is fun to hear because the Bears are obsessed with their history. And unfortunately, we're talking about the 1940s often when we're talking about their history. And the quarterback position, this is effectively what Ryan Poles is talking about, because I just read the list of the available free agent quarterbacks, and Patrick points out three of those guys were already with the Bears.
So it's a long
They've
and tortured history.
Everyone. They've been through it. Yeah. So here are the guys left. This is, David, these are your remaining quarterbacks. You tell me who you want. Ryan Tannehill, Trevor Siemian, P.J. Walker, Blaine Gabbert, A.J. McCarron, Brian Hoyer.
Of those, I would think that Blaine Gabbert would be a good number three, possibly. I don't know that you're going to change your projection for the 2024 season based on that acquisition or not, but it might make you feel better about an injury to Caleb Williams, perhaps. Tannehill is head and shoulders above the rest.
That's
not really a debate.
And what pick was he? Well, how high was he?
10?
He was so he, I mean, it was first round pick, and he was pretty high.
Yeah, wasn't Gabbert like a top pick?
He was as well.
Yeah, he was. He could relate to a lot of those things. But
I would like to have a veteran presence in there, and not to get on the field. I'd rather see Tyson Bagent be the backup. But we were talking off the air a little bit, Dave, that you know, you got to learn how to become a pro, and you can be around those receivers and stuff like that, but you're not in meetings one on one with them all day long. And what I mean by learning how to be a pro is the daily life of being a star quarterback in a city, to your weight room structure, to learning how to watch tape as a pro. And I think that's very, very important. And I got to watch Olin teach young players how to watch tape, and it makes you that much better. Now when you're going home, you're not just running through plays. You're actually dissecting what's going on and what you need to do and what you need to watch and how you're going to get better. Maybe Caleb already has that. I don't know. That's coach's job as well, but it also is easier when a player is telling you that from their firsthand experience. And I think that would be helpful.
I think you're right. Tannehill was the 8th overall selection, and he has started a lot of games for the Dolphins and the Titans. So he does have that experience you would have to pay for, but I think it would be a worthwhile investment.
Well, they got the money still,
right? They do have the money. Yeah. I was curious what you thought about the notion, and I applauded it. We talked about it on Friday. Ryan Poles resisting and kind of rejecting instinctively right there. You heard the answer. No, enough about the history already. That's interesting because, like, okay, you are the longest tenured Bear. Mm-hmm. If anybody can relate to invoking history.
You're a walking piece of history.
You are a walking relic. I'm surprised you can even speak.
Well, I said this on the radio on the draft show, that I hope Caleb Williams breaks all my records.
Yeah. I do. Everybody,
please.
Would. Please.
Yeah. Come on.
Play 20 years.
I will be happy as heck if he does that.
But Patrick, you know the moment that he struggles, and he's going to struggle, we're going to have dated references to Jay Cutler, Caleb Cutler. If he has a fit, it's going to be Caleb Cutler. If he has a stagnation in his development, it's like, oh boy, just like Mitch.
Who cares?
And there's going to be a lot of references to a pass that I think Bears fans have a hard time ignoring. And Ryan Poles just gave you license to ignore everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to do that. How hard is that?
It's ingrained in the city. I mean, with the years of history. And the other thing, it's ingrained in Hallis Hall. You feel that. Oh, the history. We had this history. The pictures are everywhere.
Yes.
You just felt it. And the McCaskies always talked about it. They're very prideful of their history.
Sure.
Well, that's how many years ago? Let's make history. That's
talk
what,
about a dated reference.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's make history. I think that's what Ryan Poles wants to do is bit, you know, get up on the wall all over Hallis Hall of all those pictures of sure. teams and championships and division championships. Make your own history. So I love the fact he said that because I don't think the McCaskies want to hear that. No. And I think he's comfortable in his skin that, hey, I'm done with this history thing. We've had bad history lately.
They changed
Let's
the
make
address.
Some good history.
They changed
yes.
the address of the building so yes. it would reflect the yes. start of their organization.
Right.
I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying.
No, I thought that was
it
a
means
cool
everything
thing,
to
it's them. Huge to them. Yes.
But my point is that when what he's talking about specifically is the quarterback position,
mm-hmm.
because there is a feeling that the quarterback position is a curse in Chicago.
Cursed, like the Cubs.
Yes.
Once that, had a curse,
they got over it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, the Bears have. Taking bites at the apple, but they haven't had a first pick player like this ever in their history.
I think it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of public reminders, even if that's what it from Ryan Poles and from maybe even Caleb Williams resisting it. You know he's going to have these conversations. Mm-hmm. People are going to have sit downs. Why did you come? How do you feel about coming into Chicago, where a place where no quarterback has ever thrown for 4,000 yards, where no quarterback has ever been?
Didn't
that the best in the
didn't
league?
Didn't Aaron Rodgers come close?
Pretty
he
much.
He was here as a visitor.
That was like four games.
But if I'm Caleb Williams and you've been groomed for this and wanting to do this, what a great place to come into.
No doubt about it.
I think you embrace it.
He has. And
yeah.
I think that's when he said yesterday, why would you duck from
right.
the expectation?
Right.
I love that.
Yes.
That's a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt.
All those guys. That's
obvious
like,
shirts, yeah.
That's yeah, obvious shirts. Yeah. Let's go. Why duck?
That would be worth kind of amplifying because that reflects just his easy confidence mm-hmm. and also how capable he is of meeting those expectations.
Let's listen to him. Let's hear it.
Love it. It's here. You know, there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first and go get it.
There is no reason to duck.
That's going to be something that people take a cue off of. And
that's his Tiger Woods moment.
They're going to believe. You're right.
Hello, world.
Hello, world.
Why duck?
Did you react like you'd been goosed? Did you just when you heard that duck comment?
There's no reason to duck. And
it's a good dad joke.
As Dave said, we're going to talk to Dave Wunst at 11:30. This is essentially, we talked about it yesterday. Welcome back to NFL relevance,
mm-hmm.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it feels like, again, to be in the mix. And we're talking about primetime opportunities. You're going to be talking about how it's a perfect year for Hard Knocks, whether or not George McCaskey approves or wants that or not. But this is going to be a team people are going to want to know everything about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a player in Caleb Williams who is going to be your celebrity quarterback. He's got to back it up. But when you have a quarterback with top five potential, changes everything.
Yes.
Yeah, but you got to – I mean, like, we have to talk about how to build that up, right? In other words, I don't think I want him going out there and trying to show you his top five potential immediately. I'd like to see him run a professional offense.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him do what we didn't see with Fields, which is march the ball down the field and then score a touchdown. Just take what is given to you like the Bears did in the draft. In other words, you've got these weapons. There's going to be someone open. You just distribute the ball to the open guy and let's march down the field. And then if you get to a point where there's a wow play that's needed or where you're going to take a shot, whatever, then feel free to do so. But I'm looking forward to seeing like methodical, good march down the field offense because I don't know that we've seen that much.
That's
in Chicago.
That's on Shane Waldron, right?
Yeah,
putting together a game plan, running the ball a little bit more, maybe taking the ball out of his hands. I I like the DeAndre Swift.
Less is more approach.
Yes.
The less is more with Caleb Williams early on. Mm-hmm. Let him kind of ease into things.
Yes. I mean, I made the comparison the other night about, you know, it's kind of a comparison, but we had Kyle Orton as a rookie quarterback. We had an 0-5 defense that was dominant, and we limited Kyle's mistakes by not letting him throw the ball.
Speaking of number 18s.
Exactly. Yeah. But no, and it worked for us. Yeah. We won the division. We went to the playoffs. You know, we weren't a Super Bowl caliber team yet, but it's a way that you can limit his mistakes. It's run the ball and then just have certain
and
play calls.
And you can protect him from himself to a certain extent.
You know what makes you feel good about what you just said, if you're a Bears fan, is that Shane Waldron has actually done this before.
Right, right.
He's actually called plays in a game before. This isn't, new offensive coordinator Shane Waldron is a first-time offensive coordinator. The Bears finally seem to have gotten it. They don't have a guy. They didn't hire a play caller who was doing it for the first time. Mm-hmm.
I remember when Kyle Orton was forced onto the field, and you did have a fourth-round rookie starting that season. I did a story on how do you develop a rookie quarterback. What is it that you have to do when a guy is forced to play right away? And I got a hold of the white-haired wizard at Stanford. He had an office there. And he was retired at the time, but he picked up the phone. I talked to him for about half an hour, and he said that the hardest thing to understand about young quarterbacks is that you can take something, you can implement it, you can run it, and you can run it perfectly. And then as the season goes on, you go back to something, and they have no idea what you're talking about. Mm. And they don't – it's not a question of having – a game plan that you're constantly building on. Okay, he's got that right. Now we move to this. You can't often reference that again, even if you've taught it once, because the guy is relatively new in what he's doing. And I thought that was a very important piece of information to keep in mind as you're talking. And listen, Caleb Williams is at a different level than Kyle was in terms of what he was asked to do in college and the number
of
starts.
Yeah, it's not a true comparison, but it's just I've gone through it and seen how it's done.
But I'm talking generally speaking about how you build. And I remember talking to Wisenhunt about what they had to do with Ben Roethlisberger and how they developed, and it was a similar type of situation.
Well, the one thing with a rookie as gifted as Caleb Williams is you don't want to stunt that growth by giving him it too much too soon, even if he can handle it. It's a gradual process. It's a long game you have to play. And I think as excited as everybody is in the city this weekend, after the draft is over and you start to look ahead, you take a deep breath and you realize the Bears are really not only in a good position to compete for a playoff spot in 2024, but the whole purpose of this offseason, as we have seen the way the team has been strategically put together, they've reopened the Super Bowl window.
Yes.
And this 3 to 5 years, however long actually Caleb Williams is in town, you want to think that it's going to be open hopefully that long. But this is a gradual process. You're not going to have it happen too fast, too soon. And you want to develop your players with that in mind.
Yeah, but they're in the spot to do it. And going back to Brian Poles and how, I guess, proud I am of what he's done and what he's stuck to. And it's fun for us now to have those expectations. But when you're going to be looking around that locker room, when you're in that locker room with your other teammates, you're like, yeah, I expect to win this Sunday. I expect to go to the playoffs. I expect, maybe 2 years down the road, we are a Super Bowl caliber team.
Want to get your take on this. Mully and I talked about it during the week, and you having been a professional athlete and knowing this dynamic, curious. So there's some players in sports that just – who the head coach is matters, but – doesn't matter that much. It's still going to be about him. And it's still going to be about, Mully referenced Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
How many coaches did he go through before the Bulls were championship caliber? Kanan Taze came into the league with the Blackhawks, and Dennis Savard was a coach, and they made a change, and they ended up winning cups. My point is, I'm not predicting Matt Eberflus's short tenure, but there will be a fascination on him getting more pressure, how long his job security will last. And it will be because Caleb Williams is good, maybe even great. How important is a head coach when you have a star like that?
My opinion, great players can overcome coaches and or coaching. So positional coaches that might not be up to par, and I've seen some come through Hallis Hall, and we've had great players at certain positions where some of those coaches just weren't good enough. And we moved on, and they overcame that. So, great players, they just overcome coaching. And that's the way it is. I mean – Yeah. I mean, if Andy Reid decides to retire, is Patrick Mahomes not going to be great anymore?
I don't think that's the case.
Right.
I don't think anybody's worried about that.
That's what I mean. So you overcome coaching.
But I think you wonder if Patrick Mahomes would have been as great without Andy Reid there.
True. Well, then we can also argue Brady and Belichick and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just think great players overcome coaching.
Did you see, by the way, Belichick on the Pat McAfee
draft
coverage? He was hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talking about the trade of Randy Moss.
Yes.
He's told that story before. It's fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Moss kept hanging up on
him
because he thought it was
a joke. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I just want to talk about the starting offense right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you got DJ Moore. You got Rome Odunze. Those are your outside guys. You're going to have Keenan Allen in the slot. Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins, I guess Ryan Bates is the center, Nate Davis and Darnell Wright, Cole Kmet at tight end, Caleb Williams at quarterback, DeAndre Swift at running back, and Blassing Game is still there if you need a fullback.
You're going to need a fullback at some point.
Exactly.
He'll make the roster.
So
does Waldron use a fullback? I know he uses a bunch of tight ends. I need to look at that.
I think he's more likely to use two tight ends, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure.
But my point is, where are you upgrading that group? Braxton Jones stands out because it's such a key position, and you wonder. But, even drafting a guy, he's going to be a reserve, I would imagine, this year, and Braxton Jones is going to – we're going to find out if he's developed at all in his couple of years as a starter. When you look at that group, are we talking about they averaged, 22.7 points a game? Now we're talking about more points. We're talking about – and a lot of that is the quarterback.
Sure.
But it's also the weaponry around him. What are we talking about here? Are we talking about 27 points a game? Are we talking about – what is the magic number – that you got to get as an offense? And don't forget, they're probably going to want to run the ball a little bit and protect that defense.
Yep. I mean, that's the other thing that's going to help is the defense, right? They're going to limit the points. So you're not going to have to score as many, and you can maybe have more of a ball control offense.
The defense looks great on paper.
They do. Well, they still need a pass rusher. They need somebody else with Montez Sweat.
No question.
And hopefully Javon Dexter can step up.
And he can be a really good player. And hopefully DeMarcus Walker can be good. I we talk about, are you developing guys that are kind of specialists? They never really got anything out of the specialist they drafted from Ball State. He's still there, but I don't know if you can – Dominique Robinson, I don't know if you can count.
Right.
Miami.
Anything from Miami. I'm sorry.
Not Ball State.
All those MAC schools.
All those MAC schools look alike to you. Every MAC school is Ball State.
Let me go back to the offense, though. The offensive line, to me, that's the biggest need, because Tevin Jenkins continues to get injured. He continues to lay down on the field and come out of the games. Right?
No,
that was a shot, Pat.
But he does. It's
Davis missed a lot of time,
Nate Davis as well.
That's what I mean.
We don't know about the center. Is it going to be Coleman Shelton coming in, making center over Ryan Bates or whatnot? So I just want more guys that I can rely on, that I know that are going to be there every Sunday. And I think that, to me, is the biggest question mark.
And for the
record, Braxton Jones has that.
Yeah. Jatari Carter has been sitting there for a couple of years. He's supposed to be able to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No?
I don't know. You're not drafting a swing tackle, a guy who can play guard, if you have faith in Jatari Carter.
I mean, the best O-lines are the ones available that are there all year long.
I totally agree.
That they've got 17 starts together.
That's the beauty of Braxton Jones. I mean, if he's available, he's
played.
Available. Yeah, he's played.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just see too many injuries with these guys.
Jenkins and Nate Davis.
You're rolling guys in and out.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan Bates could be playing a guard position and Coleman Shelton.
Darnell Wright had a good rookie year because he played, I think, 15 or 16 games.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
You could count on him to be
there.
And
he played
through. And he played hurt.
Yes, he did.
And played decent hurt.
He did play well hurt.
He'll take a jump. He'll take a leap.
I think he will.
Okay.
And so the offensive line is always going to be the biggest determinant of your – not the biggest, but a big one in your passing game, because you want to protect your quarterback. And can they do that? Schematically, you could do that. And to answer your question, Molly, they did not have there's no fullback on the depth chart for the Seahawks.
Yes.
They go with three wides and a tight end most of the time, like most NFL teams do. I do wonder about the future of the fullback in the Bears offense then.
Mm-hmm. And that's legitimate. And I got to see what the conversation has shifted. They had the great draft. They got the two players. Now, what do you do with them? And this comes down to how good a hire this was And Shane Waldron, it's now on you. Mm-hmm. And we've got to see what he can do and how he manages the quarterback, develops the quarterback, makes the quarterback improve in his game.
I want the quarterback to manage or to influence Shane Waldron more
Build
than I want Shane Waldron to influence
him.
The quarterback.
I think we're talking about the same
thing.
We
are, yeah.
I think that you know, if Shane Waldron's doing his job correctly, then it's not about him or his scheme. It's about what Caleb Williams can do and how you do it the best.
Another little nugget about Darnell Wright, why I think he can improve so much, because it's not going to be the first time he's seen Rashawn Gary. It's not going to be the first time he's seen Aiden Hutchinson.
Yes.
You know, you got to think about the guys you see twice a year.
Yes.
That's the first time he saw them.
Well, he's been seeing them all night in his sleep.
I know.
So,
but now you understand some tendencies and you've gone against those guys. So I think that helps a young player, especially an offensive lineman, when you're playing in that division and those guys are, you know, their dogs over there are the guys you have to block all day long.
Experience matters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we are doing a great job with the draft coverage here on The Score, and that's presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Told you my first car was a Chevy.
Ooh.
It was a Chevette, and honestly, they needed to build the car around me because I think I was bigger than the damn car. But I love that
little car. I had to sell my El Camino.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Man. That was a sad day.
Mister.
So I had a Chevy.
Yeah, you gotta love a man with a muscle car.
100%.
Yeah,
and with a truck bed on.
Especially if you're driving around on in a Chevette.
I had a Malibu.
All right,
Chevy Malibu.
Look at you. Like we're all Chevy.
Who doesn't
guys.
Love a Chevy?
No, everyone does. All right, we're gonna be right back. This is the NFL draft special. We've got Mully and Haw. We've got our guy Patrick Manley. And Coach Wannstedt's going to join us in a little bit, so we'll get a chance to talk to Dave. We are breaking down how much better the Bears are, how much better they're going to be in that division. Maybe we need to take a look at what the division did when we come back. Mully and Haw.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dave Wannstedt, Bears head coach for 6 seasons.
The Bears.
The Bears.
Super Bowl champion.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah!
He has the greatest mustache you've ever seen.
Some say it's a symptom of manliness. Others a cause, the mustache.
When he hanging out with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Open up the door, it's Dave.
Who?
Dave, D-A-V-E.
Dustin, we're not going to waste airtime on that, okay?
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you
next
very
question.
Much.
Dave Wannstedt.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We have a draft special going. We got Patrick Manley here. And lo and behold, the man himself, Coach Wannstedt, joins us on The Score hotline. Presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Dave, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, fellas. Did a little podcast thing this morning, and now I'm going to try to catch a lacrosse game up here at Loyola. So
wow.
I'm doing. Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
playing lacrosse,
yeah.
Dave?
I got a granddaughter, and my grandson that plays football is actually on the lacrosse team, and he played on the varsity team that played in Trier, so it's a big game.
Are you going to bring Bill Belichick? I think he knows a lot about that game.
Yeah, I don't know anything. So this is my first lacrosse game. So.
Well, what did you think about the Bears on Friday night in the third round going for an offensive tackle who can also play guard? Dave, what are your reaction to Karan Amagaji from Yale? Usually you get your offensive lineman from Wisconsin, Notre Dame, or Ohio State, right? They went to Yale.
Yeah, you know what? I'm trying to think. I don't know if it was the Dolphins or Bears or Cowboys. We had an Ivy League offensive lineman at one point. I'm trying to remember where it was at. And No, I don't know anything about this guy. I'm going to be very honest with you. But obviously, he's a good athlete. He can play a couple different positions. Obviously, you know, he's smart enough. So he would be one of those guys you would think that, you know, in the middle of a game, somebody gets hurt. You can throw him in, you know, any position probably other than center. So that's always valuable to your offensive line and your offense. So, yeah, I'll be anxious to see what he looks like when I get up there and watch him practice a little bit.
Hey, Coach, it was fun working with you the other night. And I think, you know, what we've come away with is the expectations for the Bears now are higher. And you being a longtime coach, head coach, will Coach Eberflus feel more pressure, more expectations to come from this team now? Or is it just always pretty high?
There's going to be more pressure. There's absolutely going to be more pressure because I think that last year everybody was just hoping for a step forward, you know, with the football team. And this year, I mean, it's playoff talk now. Let's be real. That's the that's the expectations. That's the mentality. And I think Caleb said it best, you know, you're meeting it head on. You're not going to stick your head in the sand and hide from it. So let's go to work and let's go out there and do it. It's not going to be easy in our division. You know, I was mm-hmm. looking at that this morning. Everybody's talking about how we are so quarterback ready for a rookie quarterback. Look at the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy's going up there with Hockenson at tight end and Addison and Jefferson and they picked up Aaron Jones. I mean, he was the lifeline for that Green Bay offense. So my point is that our division is going to be tough. Our division is going to be tough. So it's going to be a fun season, I think.
Yeah, we were talking about that a little bit, Dave, about the NFC North. And, you know, the Bears matched up okay with Detroit last year. I know that they lost a close game, but they really did match up with them, maybe because they were such a running team. I don't know what the matchups were that worked. They never matched up with Green Bay. You know, Green Bay kind of dominated them and has dominated them under Matt LaFleur. So when you look at this team, don't you have to look at it through the prism of how well can they do in the division? And does this make them a better opponent for the Green Bay Packers?
It does, because I think when you look at the Packers and you look at the Vikings, you're going to have to score points to beat those teams. You know, we were close to the vest with Justin in our running game, but, I mean, it was, you know, we were first and second in the NFL in rushing the football the last 2 years. That's something to be proud about. But I think Detroit, you know, you can beat Detroit and not have to score a lot of points because generally – they'd like to play it close to best. They'd like to run the ball and play defense. That's kind of the head coach's mentality. So so I think that was probably something to do with it. Now with the extra receiver, you know, with Keenan Allen and obviously with Rome coming in, we got a lot more firepower. You got a DeAndre Swift. You got a back that can do a little bit more than I think what we've had. So, you know, we should be a more explosive team. We should be a more explosive team, which gives you an opportunity to score points, which matches up better against Green Bay, in my opinion, and Minnesota than what we were a year ago.
Dave, you know that winning the press conference doesn't really make a difference for a young quarterback or player, but you don't want to lose it either. Just curious, as you watched and heard all of Caleb Williams, all that he has said and done since getting drafted, what stands out to you? What do you like, and anything that gives you pause?
I love that in all the conversations, I hear the word work. I hear the word football. I hear the word teammates. Outstanding. No, I really think that, you know what, I think that Odunze, I think that he is going to be a real positive influence on Caleb. I think by drafting him, this guy is, you know, he was, I listened to an interview this morning, and this is another thing with Caleb that I like. They were talking about where Odunze came up, and he says, oh, I remember when I was milking the cows and working the farm with my grandfather, and Caleb's response was, wow. He says, I got a lot to learn from you. You know, and very humble, and they were having fun. I'm impressed. I am thoroughly impressed with this kid. I really am. I think he's approaching it perfectly well. You know, the whole thing of some of the early talk and some of the early rumors about him and where his mind's at with football and does he have too much other stuff going on. I haven't sensed that at all. Everything has been team, football, winning, work.
Coach, go back and put your head coach hat on. So if you're at Hallis Hall and Caleb walks in there, how are you treating him? Are you treating him any different? Is he coming up to your office and you picking his brain a little bit more? How would that situation go for you?
No, I mean, no different than anybody else. I would. Now, once we start getting into game plan, I think you got to stay close to him to make sure that because he's going to say, I got it, I got it, I got it. You know, the famous player's line.
Right.
You understand all that? Oh, yeah, sure. I got it. Sure. And then go out there and make mistakes. So that would be my biggest thing, of just making sure that we don't get ahead of him too much. He's a smart guy. He's going to give you the right answers. Just make sure that he's comfortable with what we're doing and why we're doing things from the ground up. I mean, that would be the only extra conversation that I would really have with them as compared to the other rookies.
You're listening to Mully and Haw and Patrick Manley, and we are talking with Coach Wonstadt, and we are picking apart the Bears draft and where that is taking them. And I'm just curious, Dave, what do you believe will be the identity of this football team? You know, last year, I think their identity was as a running football team. I don't know that we can still say that given the weaponry, given the new offensive coordinator, but what do you believe will be the identity of this offense?
You know what? Boy, I guess using the word balance would be an easy way out, but I'm sure that they want to be balanced. You know, we got to keep the running game going. Flus being a defensive guy, that's what I like about the mentality. He knows that the thing that gives his defense the best chance to be successful is to make sure that we are balanced, that we're running it and throwing the ball, not just, you know, throwing it 50 times a game. And I think the other thing, too, is it may be a little boring. Pat and I were talking the other night, and I was coaching the Dolphins when Tom Brady started his very first year. I was at the Bears, Molly, you'll remember this, when Brett Favre started.
Right.
And both of those teams, and you've got Mike Holmgren, an offensive guy, and Bill Belichick, a defensive guy, both of those guys were running the ball. Both of those guys were screen heavy. You know, the play action passes, extra guys in for protection. And when I look back on it, it was probably a little conservative, but it was trying to build confidence with your young quarterback. And I think that's probably if we're smart, that's probably the blueprint that gives a quarterback. It helped Tom Brady and it helped Brett Favre. So there's something there that I think worth looking at. You know, I mean, I think it's real.
Shane Waldron has experience having three wide receivers who all want the ball and keeping them happy. I think the Seahawks were one of those teams that had 60 catches for three different guys, and he knows how to distribute it evenly, Dave. What do you think about the Bears' challenge? It's a luxury, really, to have Odunze join DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. Who gets the ball on third down? Well, Keenan Allen's that guy, but who gets the ball most often? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, and you got to do it, you know, by the coverage that they're playing and the plays that you're running. I mean, you know, last year we were a little force happy to DJ Moore because he was our best receiver, and some of the things we were doing with Justin, you know, we were, when you move a quarterback out, you're you're eliminating the opportunities for all the receivers to be part of the package because you're just really working half the field. But it was okay. It was okay. This year we got more options. It's really not going to be about what Shane Waldron can do. It's going to be about what Caleb can do. You know, where's he at? And he was sacked. Now, this guy had 30 turnovers at USC, and he was sacked an awful lot. And I talked to a lot of people, and the one thing that he didn't do in college, which he's going to have to learn to do, is he's going to have to hit the check down. He's going to have to take the high-percentage throw, where at USC, if the guy was covered, he would move out of the pocket a little bit, not to run, not necessarily to run, but he was always looking for the big play, in my opinion.
Right.
And that ain't going to happen. They ain't going to come. And a lot of times at USC, they would come open. Well, they ain't going to come open in the NFL. We all know that. So if they're covered, they're covered. Take the next option, and let's move the chains. I think that's probably going to – that'll eliminate a lot of sacks. That'll eliminate a lot of quarterback hits. That'll eliminate a lot of turnovers and give him confidence. So that's got to be a big part of it in my mind.
Coach, earlier in the show, we got really excited, and I think we had the Bears going 17-0. But they're not going to do that. There are some concerns on this team, and one would be, to me, on the defensive side of the ball. What do you see as far as concerns for this team and things that need to – be buttoned up a little bit to become, you know, a playoff caliber team, not one we're hoping to get in the playoffs, but one you're going into training camp saying, hey, we're going to the playoffs?
We're pretty solid. I like where we're at. We got to get the other safety situation worked out, but the nickels and the corners, I mean, you know, Stevenson and the guy from Minnesota slipped my mind now. The other corner, the rookie last year.
Oh, Terrell Smith. Yep.
But yeah, Smith. I mean, I love him. Smitty. They're going to be better this year. That offensive line, we just got to cope. Dexter's going to be better this year. The young defensive linemen are going to be better. We just got to stay with these guys, and the same thing with the offensive linemen, and let these guys mature a little bit. I mean, I'm not going to say, hey, we're a 17-0 ready team. But we should be better this year because the players' second year being exposed to it, it's not going to be new to them. They'll get better. And the coaches, we got a good coaching staff. They'll do a good job of coaching these guys.
Dave, you mentioned 30 turnovers a year ago. What's going to be the biggest number in his rookie season, turnovers or touchdowns?
Oh, boy. I hope touchdowns, you know.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
31 touchdowns.
There we go. That's it. We'll take that. We'll take that.
All right, Coach. Thank you so much. Enjoy the game today, and great catching up.
All right, guys. Be safe.
Thanks, bye. Dave.
That is Coach Wanstead.
Grandpa. Coach Wants. There he goes. He's out at the lacrosse game.
But even Grandpa's excited.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wanted to hear how he felt about it.
They should be a solid football team.
They should.
I'm just saying, we've gone over the depth chart, mm-hmm. and we've talked about different positions. They are a very solid football team hopefully a couple of difference makers that came in this draft. And if the quarterback is one of them.
No doubt about it. But what it does is when we come back and wrap things up, I think we should address the identity of the Bears is going to be different than what people may have envisioned when the Bears were going to be good again. You know what I mean? Mm. This is a
let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. All right. It's Mully and Haw, Patrick Manley. It is a NFL draft special here on The Score.
When I met with the coaches, they didn't just tell me, they were showing me how we do it. And that's always big. I've always been a routine guy. I've always been true to my word, committed to that and things like that. So they've been saying that they want to win. They've been saying that they're hungry and things like that. And then, you know, when I went there on a visit, they were showing me, you know, plans and how they do it and how they plan on implementing that and things like that, throughout the whole team, myself, to be able to lead these guys to victories.
Oh, yes, indeed. It is the Scores NFL Draft Special. Mully and Haw here with Patrick Manley. And interesting to hear from Caleb Williams. And you teased it before the break, David, that these Bears are going to have a different identity than we imagined if indeed they're going to be a winning team.
Well, I wonder this. We'll address it in more detail, obviously, Monday in the Mully and Haw Show and all week and moving forward. Because, Patrick, I think that when people thought of the Bears being good again, mm-hmm. typically, traditionally, you go to that history. defense, running game.
Right, right.
We are rugged and we can't score points, but we're going to stop you from scoring too, and we're going to be better and more physical and smash mouth. Caleb Williams is the picture of finesse. Mm-hmm. If the Bears are going to be good again, it's going to be because they've adapted to the offensive modern ways, and they're going to score touchdowns. They drafted touchdowns.
Yes.
Everyone's okay with that, right? Just want to make sure we're in Chicago. We're talking about building a dome stadium. We're okay with the Bears getting back to respectability, returning to relevance this way, mm-hmm. this method, right?
Modern football.
No, you took the words right out of my mouth. Modern football.
Identity,
I'm excited for it.
That's their identity.
It is, but are the Bears going to be able to protect Caleb from himself? You know, take away some of those mistakes that rookies make and limit those kind of things. Are they going to be able to do that? Are they going to be able to coach that? I'm not saying that he's going to go out there and throw 30 interceptions or whatever, but just rookie quarterbacks come in the league and they struggle. And are the Bears going to be able to protect him? And that'll be interesting to see what Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus draw up for him, because we've talked about it this whole show. They have a different roster now. They have a good enough roster to win games. I don't think right now you truly have to win games because of Caleb Williams. I think you can kind of win it with him and then just let him be released a little bit more, and then you win games because you have Caleb Williams.
See, I love the idea of offensive efficiency.
Yes.
Of, as we talked about earlier, marching
to get
down
him
the
started.
Field. Just that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking what is given and then making first downs, and then you get into the red zone, you got all these weapons, and you throw a touchdown.
Build the roster so you can win with him until he gets to the point where he is good enough to win because of him.
He's got to be the gunslinger, and he's got to get you a touchdown on this play.
And the good news is he
can be
that guy.
Look what time it is, and look what we've got to get done. And, listen, this is a hugely exciting time for the Bears. Yep. Finally, as David is saying, a modern NFL quarterback, finally weaponry around him that you can envision the Bears being a team that score points.
I want to put it to music. Wait, there's the music.
Yeah, that's Robbie Triano. Robbie, thank you, buddy. Thank you for your great work today. And obviously, congratulations on the fine people of Detroit doing as well as they did in the draft. My wife's from that area, so
record crowds.
Yeah, we had warm feelings watching it, and you got to get to that.
Bears will probably pick within the hour. The fourth round is underway.
Yeah, you got to get to that Motown Museum. Patrick, great seeing you. A ton of fun. We're going to have fun stuff to talk about this year.
It was a blast to be a part of your show.
That is so
much
fun.
I listen to you regularly.
God bless you. You're the one. All right. We want to thank everyone. Is Hub here next? I think
Hub and Ann Heron.
Hub and Ann Heron will be
more draft talk.
With you. More draft
They'll
talk.
They'll be on the air when
They'll
the Bears
get
pick.
You that pick, that 122nd pick, which, again, could be a very special punter from Iowa. Oh, stop
That
yourself.
Would make your week. It that would make
really,
your offseason.
That would be glorious. I'm a big fan of the Iowa women's football or women's basketball player and the punter. Two of the
what's his NIL?
Things. Yeah, I don't know. You know, he's Australian, so I don't know if he qualifies. I think he might have to just take what he can get in Australia.
Yeah.
All right. It's been a blast, and we will be back.
We'll see you Monday
morning, bright and early. Mully and Haw. We've got
listening.
Patrick Manley on Chicago Sports Radio 670.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.